when the compromise was made, there were kind of three buckets of the compromise: investments in inflation and growth, and the equalization with the new revenue source, and then the teacher and student success account, which was essentially the initiative, and that was then funded in part by what would have been freed up in the general fund through the gas tax.
In March, legislators and the Our Schools Now advocates compromised by agreeing on the Prop 1 advisory bill.
It included some significant investments in inflation and growth, but also in equalization throughout the state, and those investments have already made some significant differences in our schools throughout the state.
Matthews thinks voters distrusted the Prop 1 mechanism to raise gas taxes to fund education. When asked about a future education voter initiative, she said anything's possible.
People support education. That came through loud and clear across the board with in all the polling and in all of the discussions about question one. They didn't like the mechanism. They voted against the mechanism of a gas tax. They felt that it wasn't transparent. They felt that it was just a really convoluted way, and they didn't trust in it. Doesn't mean that the needs aren't still there and that people don't believe in our responsibility.